At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to try and cut through some of the noise.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talk around this one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get you informed on a topic that's, well, it's got this really interesting blend, hasn't it? Politics, high finance.
And a lot of potential market volatility. It's quite the mix.
Yeah, a way we rarely see, actually. We're talking about the WLFI token launch. It's highly anticipated, unlocking September 1st, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just, you know, another date on the crypto calendar. Mm-hmm. It feels like a real convergence of some powerful forces.
That's right. And specifically on September 1st, 20% of all the presale tokens, they get unlocked.
Right.
Through this formal lockbox claim process, which that technical detail, it immediately sets the stage for what could be a genuinely complex and frankly pretty fast moving trading environment.
Totally. So our mission today really is to dive deep into what makes WLFI so, well, unique.
Unpack the complexity.
Exactly. Uncover the layers and then look at some, you know, practical strategies. How do you navigate this launch?
Using the insights from the material we've looked at.
Precisely. All right, let's unpack this thing.
Okay.
So first off, what really makes WLFI stand out in what's, let's face it, a pretty crowded market? We've kind of identified a few key things that give it this unique gravity. Starting with this potent mix, politics and finance.
Yeah, that's unusual right off the bat.
It really is.
Yeah.
So WLFI is linked to World Liberty Financial, and our sources describe that as a Trump-linked project.
Which instantly injects that geopolitical layer, doesn't it?
Right away. Ties it to a very specific, very public narrative. Mm-hmm. Most tokens just don't have that.
No, they don't. And what's truly fascinating here is how these two sort of powerful forces converge.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that political narrative, that clear identifier on one side. And then on the other, you have the, well, the substantial financial muscle of ALT-5 Sigma.
Right, the regulated fintech firm.
Exactly. Bringing a, what is it, $1.5 billion treasury to the table? That's significant.
That's huge.
This isn't just an idea floating around. It's backed by real, tangible, regulated financial assets. It's almost like a new playbook, isn't it, for how you launch a token?
It really feels like it.
Yeah.
The material hammers this point home, calling WLFI narrative-driven,
mm-hmm.
but also possessing real capital and media weight.
Yeah.
So it's not just relying on hype, you know?
Yeah.
It has this established foundation, which is, frankly, pretty rare in this space.
Very rare.
Okay, so beyond the politics and the big money, there's another number that just leaps out.
The FDV.
Yeah, the fully diluted valuation, mm-hmm. already exceeding, what, $40 billion?
Yeah, before the full unlock even happens. And pre-market data suggests it's already trading around, like, 0.42 cents.
Wow.
So to really grasp the scale of that, FDV, right, it's the total market cap if all the tokens were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing it estimated over $40 billion before that full unlock, that's just immense. It puts WLFI straight into the league of, like, major layer one blockchains.
Big ones.
Yeah, the fundamental building blocks. Or, you know, established blue chip meme coins. It's not a small club to be in.
And the comparisons drawn are even to political meme tokens, like MAGA and Trump are.
Right.
But here's where the distinction seems crucial. WLFI is noted as having deeper financial roots.
Deeper roots, yeah. That implies a different kind of stability, maybe? Or at least institutional support compared to, say, a pure meme coin.
Right, a different foundation. Okay, now let's look at something designed to maybe manage some of that volatility.
Mm-hmm.
This structured unlock via lockbox.
Mm-hmm. The control mechanism.
Yeah, intended to control that initial flood of tokens hitting the market.
That's the idea. So September 1st, only 20% gets released through that formal lockbox claim. For the early pre-sale folks, the other 80%, that's where the longer-term strategy or potential uncertainty comes in. It's gated behind future governance votes.
Ah.
It's a clear design choice, right? Trying to prevent that immediate massive sell-off, encourage people to stick around.
Okay, so on paper, it's a mechanism designed to control volatility. Sounds good, sounds reassuring for what could be a chaotic launch.
Seems sensible.
But there's always a catch, isn't there? The source is warned. Supply shocks can occur if governance unlocks pass unexpectedly.
Right.
Meaning, if those future votes don't go quite as planned, we could still see big, sudden market moves.
Mm-hmm.
That feels critical.
It is.
Like, if the intent is control, but the mechanism itself introduces this other kind of uncertainty, does this structured unlock maybe create more risk in a different way for a trader?
Well, potentially, that's the tension the sources point out. The initial unlock is controlled, sure,
mm-hmm.
but relying on future governance votes, that adds its own layer of unpredictability. It's not like you can just set it and forget it.
No.
You got to keep watching the community, the governance process. It really raises that question. How much genuine control does this really offer against, you know, wider market forces if suddenly a huge chunk of tokens becomes liquid?
Which leads nicely into the fourth key factor here.
Mm-hmm.
This whole decentralization debate around WLFI.
Oh, yeah. That's brewing.
We're seeing reports about concentrated early ownership. And you combine that with these strong political links we mentioned.
And the massive treasury backed.
Exactly. And it just naturally sparks questions, right? About how decentralized the protocol really is.
And this isn't just like crypto Twitter arguing.
No, not at all.
The sources make it clear this specific issue is already drawing attention from regulators and crypto think tanks.
Right. And for traders, that creates this interesting duality, doesn't it?
Definitely. Some might see it as a major risk, you know, centralization concerns,
mm-hmm.
while others might see it as a source of alpha, an opportunity maybe, if they think they can read the situation better than the market. Creates a speculative edge.
Depends on your perspective and your risk appetite, I guess.
Totally.
And that brings us to number five, the SEC, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. They've definitely got their eyes on this.
You'd have to assume so.
This token could easily become a major case study.
Absolutely. Given its very prominent U.S.-centric narrative and investor exposure, it seems highly likely WLFI could become a case study for token regulation in 2025.
Yeah.
And the discussion around its classification, that's going to be intense. Is it a utility token, a security, something else entirely?
And the outcome matters, right?
Oh, massively.
Huh?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the decision here could set a huge precedent.
For other tokens down the line.
Yeah, especially ones with strong real-world ties, big backers.
Yeah.
It could really impact how they're approached, how they're regulated. Affects the whole industry.
Wow. Okay. So this whole picture. The political narrative, the financial muscle, that huge valuation, the weird unlock mechanics, the decentralization questions, and the regulatory spotlight.
It's a lot.
It really paints a unique picture of WLFI. Makes you realize understanding these five factors.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crucial if you're thinking of engaging with this token.
Whether you're trading or just trying to understand the landscape.
Yeah, it really highlights how complex and interconnected the crypto world is right now. Okay, so moving to the practical side. If you are looking to participate or maybe just monitor WLFI's movements closely, how can you stay ahead?
Good question. Because you'll need tools.
Right. And our sources highlight Avid.ai as a key multi-platform launchpad here, offering a suite of tools across different interfaces to help you navigate this.
Yeah, Avid.ai seems positioned for this kind of event.
So first, there's the Avid.ai web platform. That's at pro.av.ai, described as perfect for desktop users who want full visibility, granular control.
And for a launch like WLFI, with that potential for just extreme volatility, that kind of control and visibility from a desktop platform is, well, it's paramount.
Makes sense.
You get the full trading interface, you know, market orders, limit orders, stops, crucial for precise entry and exit, plus the real-time data, depth charts, volume analytics.
All the standard pro tools.
Right. But for WLFI specifically, the real edge might be the ability to track large holders and smart money wallets.
Ah, see where the big fish are moving.
Exactly. Knowing where the big players are positioning themselves, that can give you critical signals during a chaotic unlock, insight into potential pumps or dumps.
Yeah, that could be huge. And there's a pro tip here from the sources. Use limit orders instead of market orders during volatility spikes.
That's solid advice.
Because the price of WLFI could just swing wildly, right, post-claim. So setting your entries and exits ahead of time with limit orders gives you that control you need.
Instead of just panic clicking market buy or sell.
Exactly. Avoids chasing the price or getting terrible slippage. It's about precision when things are moving fast.
Right.
Okay, next up, for people on the move, the IVE.AI mobile app, positioned as perfect for monitoring WLFI while you're away from your desk.
Yeah, and the key here is that the mobile app isn't just a view-only thing. It doesn't really compromise on functionality.
Oh, okay.
You can set customizable price alerts for WLFI moves, which is critical, right? Stay informed without staring at your phone 24/7.
Definitely need that.
You also get the in-app analytics, volume trackers, token info, all right there in your pocket. And importantly, you can trade directly from the app.
With risk tools.
Yeah, with risk tools like stop loss and take profit orders. And it's all secured with wallet integrations and 2FA. It's actually a pretty powerful self-contained tool for trading and monitoring.
Impressive for mobile. And the pro tip for the app is pretty smart, too. Set price alerts at key psychological levels, like 30 cents, 30 cents, $1.
Those round numbers people watch.
Yeah, so you can react instantly.
Yeah.
The idea is you don't have to constantly watch the chart. You just get pinged when a significant level is hit.
Lets you stay informed and react quickly, but without being totally tethered to your screen. That's a game changer for busy people.
Totally agree. Okay, and finally, for the speed demons out there needing lightning fast execution during that real-time volatility, there's the AV.AI Telegram Sniper Bot. That's at AV Sniper Bot. Offers a unique advantage, apparently.
Yeah, this bot is all about speed and convenience. It seems tailor-made for those really critical moments right at launch or during big news events.
How's it work?
It delivers real-time WLFI price alerts and token news straight into your Telegram chat. But the key thing is the one-click buy-sell via TG commands.
Oh, wow. So you can trade directly from the chat.
Almost instantly. Plus, you can use it to track trending tokens, gainers, holders, check LP depth, all without opening a browser or the app.
So it's like a command center in your chat app.
Pretty much, making quick decisions and actions feasible when, you know, every second counts.
Makes sense for sniping those entries or exits.
Ah.
Okay, but with all this opportunity, all these tools,
yeah,
comes the risk, right?
Huge risk, inherent risk.
And our sources give some really important risk tips for WLFI traders, stuff you absolutely need to keep front of mind, especially for a launch this big.
Yeah, these are foundational, really, for protecting your capital. First, avoid FOMO buys.
Fear of missing out. Classic mistake.
Totally. Emotional entries during that initial crazy volatility rarely end well. Patience is key.
Okay, what else?
Second, don't go full allocation. Don't put all your planned capital in at once.
Right, ladder in?
Exactly. Ladder in, maybe ladder out. Keep some funds in reserve. You might want to buy dips, or you might need to cut losses. Flexibility is crucial.
Good point. Third.
Third, verify the token contract. This is huge. In volatile launches, fake tokens pop up all the time.
Oh, yeah, the scam tokens.
Always use verified links, especially the ones provided on AV.AI itself. Double, triple check that contract address.
Crucial. Number four.
Fourth, watch LP depth on AV.AI. LP depth, it's the amount of assets locked in the liquidity pool.
Why is that important?
Because if the depth is low, if there isn't much liquidity, even a medium-sized order can cause a massive price swing. That's slippage.
Where you end up buying way higher or selling way lower than you expected.
Precisely. So watching the LP depth helps you gauge how much impact your trade might have and how much slippage you might face.
Got it. And finally,
perhaps most importantly, use stop loss tools. These are available on both the AV app and the Telegram bot.
Automated risk control.
It's crucial. Set your stop loss to automatically sell if the price drops to a certain level. Protect you from catastrophic losses if things go south quickly.
Yeah, can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
So these tools, these tips, they really empower you, don't they, to take a much more informed, controlled approach.
It's about arming yourself.
Yeah. Arming yourself with the right info, the right mechanisms right at your fingertips to navigate what could be a very, very unpredictable market.
Mm-hmm. And just to recap AV.AI's strengths here, what really stands out is that unified experience.
Across web, mobile, and the Telegram bot.
Exactly. It ensures you have that real-time data, access to the risk-managed tools, and those valuable community insights like tracking smart money or votes.
All integrated.
Seamlessly integrated, no matter where you are or what device you happen to be using.
Yeah, absolutely. And this deep dive, I think, really shows how a platform like AV.ai is specifically designed for these kinds of complex launch events, like WLFI.
Offering comprehensive support.
Right. Helping traders make sense of the potential chaos, execute their strategies with hopefully a bit more confidence.
That kind of nuanced understanding of the asset itself and the tools you have available, that's what truly prepares you, isn't it?
I think so.
It just means that getting this detailed knowledge, understanding WLFI's unique quirks, and knowing the tools you can use to manage its launch, it gives you a much clearer, much more informed picture of the whole landscape.
Empowers you maybe to approach similar complex events later with more confidence too.
Yeah, more strategic insight, moving beyond just the headlines to really get the mechanics underneath.
Well said. And that brings us towards the close of this deep dive, the WLFI token unlock. It's not just another launch, is it?
No, definitely not.
It's this truly unique convergence. Political narrative, serious financial backing, high-stakes speculation, the potential upside. It's real. We've seen the numbers.
But so is the risk, the inherent considerable risk.
Absolutely. Can't forget that.
Precisely. And this kind of leaves us with a final thought, maybe something provocative for you to consider.
Okay.
Given this, unprecedented blend, the political backing, the huge treasury, the regulatory spotlight, all focused on WLFI, how might this specific token launch actually reshape the conversation?
You mean around decentralization?
Mm-hmm.
Government oversight?
Exactly. In the broader crypto space, what kind of precedent could WLFI set? And how might that impact future projects you encounter? How might it change how you approach them?
That's a big question. Definitely something to mull over.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, folks, as the material emphasizes, this deep dive is purely for informational purposes. It does not constitute financial advice.
Please remember that.
Cryptocurrency trading involves significant risk. Always, always conduct your own thorough research before making any investment decisions.
Do your own homework.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the WLFI token launch. We really hope you've gained some valuable insight.
Hopefully that's helpful.
And we look forward to diving deeper with you again soon.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.